It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
Warm apple night. It's warm apple night. It's warm apple. Oh, I'm going to have to put what we watched in this one, too. I did it in the other one. You don't know yet because I haven't posted it. So, yeah, the first episode and the second episode don't show, but then the third and the fourth will each have a video link.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, by now you should already know that because this is the fourth, people.
Yep.
For us, it is just after the second, but is the fourth.
It is June 20th, which means this is the 100th anniversary of A&W Root Beer. If you haven't had A&W Root Beer today, oh, that's too bad because this is the 100th anniversary. I probably am having fresh-made A&W Root Beer somewhere
today. Fresh made?
Oh, yeah. You can go to Sigourney. They might do it on Dodge, but I don't think so. I think they probably just have a syrup.
How do you fresh make it? Don't you have to?
Honestly, I don't know.
Ferment it? Or, I mean, I guess doesn't it brew?
Yeah, but it's just a matter of, back in the day, you would just, you heat it up and it goes to a certain temperature. And then it makes a syrup and then you just.
Then it's just like soda. So exactly. Syrup.
That's right. We've made sarsaparilla syrup at our house, and it was very, very good.
I don't know
if they do it the same way now.
For the producer's birthday, we went to Salt Fork Kitchen in Solon, which I highly recommend you go to. And they've got good vegetarian stuff, too. So,
by the way, when we were at those falls in Upper Peninsula, Michigan, during the break.
We weren't there. That was a TV show.
During the break, Tony and I were talking about. I've been to some falls. The name is one I have a hard time pronouncing and I can't really remember, but they were beautiful. And there was a great restaurant there where a lot of their ingredients were from the forest. Like, you know, if you had mushrooms on your dish, it was mushrooms from the forest and stuff. They had this great tasting root beer that was a lot like A&W. So I asked them what it was and they said, this was a craft root beer they bought called 1919.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, well, wait a minute. A&W started in 1919. So that's interesting that's an interesting coincidence, but maybe not, because obviously the people who made 1919 probably realized that their root beer tasted very similar. And it is, 1919 is very good.
I've had 1919.
I guess you know
Two Dogs has had it on draft before.
That's the first time I had it in the Upper Peninsula. Very good.
As I was saying.
Sorry.
We went to...
I'm excited. 100 years, dude. I've looked forward to this day my whole life.
I recall we talked about it in the first episode. Of this four set.
And I'm going to go to an A&W and tell them that. I'm going to tell them. I look forward to this day.
Find like a franchise-owned one and try and speak to the owner, because the rank and file are just going to think you're a nut job.
I don't know if they will. I might go to Sigourney because
I know you and I just think you're a nut job. So, No, so we went, and besides, this story is about root beer.
Okay, good. So, I love that.
We went to Salt Fork Kitchen in Solon, which I highly recommend you go to.
In Solon, okay.
for sort of a brunch thing for the producer's birthday with the neighbors and their kids. And we were ordering, and the girl wanted lemonade, which is... No, sorry, she wanted chocolate milk. She was very excited about chocolate milk.
Okay.
And the boy wanted root beer, which he also gets excited about. He likes root beer in general. Like, he has certain flavors, like varieties he likes better, but he likes root beer. But this place does its soft drinks largely. It doesn't have a soda fountain. Like, I got a Diet Coke, and it was a can of Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And the root beer, I don't know what brand, but it's one that's in an actual glass brown bottle.
Nice.
And he had never experienced that before. And it was kind of blowing his mind. And at first, he was very confused. He thought maybe they'd given him the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, yeah, did you think that was a real beer? No. And he was drinking out of the, and it was a very new experience for him. And he tasted it. He's like, oh, I like it. It's good. Because that was the other thing. I'm like, oh, it's different. He might not like that. But no, he thought it was real. But just drinking out of a bottle.
Do they still have 1919 at what's its
No,
place?
It rotates around. Oh. I don't know what they have anymore. I don't go there.
When you told me it was there, I should have gone and got some because the only place I'd ever had it was there, and I really liked it. It was good.
I think you can get a bottled version a few places around here, but I can't remember.
I've never seen it. If I do see it, though, I am going to
get it. Trisha would frequently get whatever the root beer. They frequently have a root beer on tap there.
Oh.
So it's often good stuff.
Yep. I mean, as long as it doesn't have caffeine, that's what I always get a root beer.
So no
always.
Barks.
Yeah, no barks.
I will probably, if I remember, have some root beer today, but it'll probably be Diet A&W.
Is that very good? Or
I like it. I grew up on it.
Well, yeah, there's a. I think there's still a. And
it tastes. It is one of those diets. Actually, most diets are like this. We just all get confused because of Coke. It tastes like a diet version of. I mean, sure. It still tastes like A&W.
I think there's still an A&W over on Dodge Street. That's not very far from where you work.
No, it's not there anymore.
Oh, it isn't?
No. It is now the Dodge Street Coffee House, even though it's still inside of a gas station.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
weird.
I will have to go to Sigourney then to get my root beer.
Yeah.
If you go to Sigourney, not only can you get a fresh-made root beer, they advertise it as fresh-made, but they have T-shirts there, and they have mugs, and they probably have 100th anniversary.
Oh, the A&W at Coral Ridge is gone because they used to have a little thing that it would do it, but yeah, that's Zombie Burger now.
Yeah, that's gone now.
For those of you confused, he's saying Sigourney, and it's a town in Iowa that is spelled exactly like Sigourney Weaver spells her first name, but it is pronounced Sigourney.
Yeah, and it's probably an hour from here. It's on the way home to my home in Knoxville, or Marion County.
Oh! This is where we find out the truth. It's a lie. You're actually from Knoxville.
Well, technically, actually, our address is Knoxville.
Your whole life is a lie.
Our address is Knoxville. And I should have gone to school in Knoxville and everything, but we didn't. We went to school in Knoxville. And Dad was from
everything
south of Knoxville.
About you. Are you even named William?
Yes.
Are you?
Dad was from south of Melcher, so.
Frank.
What?
Instead of William.
No, the thing is, my dad's mom was from, her family was from east of Knoxville, and she went to school in Knoxville, but my dad's family was all lived in Dallas Township, or in Dallas or Melcher.
Do you think most Franks are short for something, or are they just named Frank?
Well, I don't know. Like Franklin or something?
Or Frankfurt, those are the two I can think of.
Sure, I don't know. I think a lot of the Franks I've known were just Franks, but it could have been short for something.
I think I've always assumed that, but I mean that's not the origin. Like,
true.
Back in the day, every Frank would have been a.
But
something.
There's a lot like a lot of
nowadays they'll do that.
A lot of, if you meet someone named Betty today, she sometimes that's what's on her birth certificate. It's not Elizabeth, or you know whatever.
That's a bone of contention in. Producer's family.
Lisa is a very popular name. That's from Elizabeth too, but that's a very popular name just to give a kid as a girl is Lisa.
Trisha's the next sister in line after Trisha's the oldest is named Beth, short for Elizabeth.
Sure.
But her mother claims that it's named after her mother, whose name was Betty. But like that, like her, it was her name's not Elizabeth. Her name was Betty.
Yeah, right.
I think. I might be getting the story backwards. Either that's the story, or the story is that grandma's name was Elizabeth, and that's what we named the daughter, but mom claims it's not named after.
Point being,
very weird.
Both things can be true. A name can be short for another name, but maybe that's never been that person's name.
Yes.
Because Betty is short for Elizabeth. That's always true, but that doesn't mean a person's name
is Elizabeth.
The one
that's always confused me is Ned and Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Ted, something about Ted especially.
Well, what about, like, Margaret and Peggy, you know?
That's a big jump.
That seems really weird. That's bigger than, say, Bill and William. At least the ill is in there. And yeah, I don't know what the Bill means.
It's still odd, but I don't know. And, you know, Anthony, because there's a version that's Anthony, and then that's just Tony.
Right.
Because calling me Thony would be weird.
Do you think somehow the B works in there because of Guillaume? Because Guillaume is the Latinized, you know, maybe
yes.
B works in there somewhere, somehow?
I don't know. I do know that in Spanish, Memo is the diminutive of Guillermo.
Yeah.
So Memo is the Bill to Guillermo,
yeah.
William.
Well, there's Liam, too. That's from William.
But that one stands on his own a lot.
It's the last part of the
Yeah, that
name.
One. Well, and that's every once in a while you run into, like, a Xander.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or fucking Topher Grace never realized because his name was Christopher. And he went by Topher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's, all right, that's trying hard. But, you know,
nicknames are funny. But some people, their name is just a nickname. That's all there is to it. So
Homer J's middle name is J. Homer J. Simpson.
Is it just the letter or is it J-A-Y?
I think it's J-A-Y. But he didn't know his whole life. Because there's a whole episode where he goes and finds out.
Oh. Daffy Duck's middle name is Dumas.
Really?
Yeah.
Daffy Dumas Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Triple D.
I've often wondered if they did that because they were trying to riff on Dumbass, but maybe not, since Dumas is a name.
Yeah. I like giving people fake middle names. But, like, when they're, like, in trouble.
Oh, so you're, like a parent saying a person's whole
I'd
name.
Yes, I'd be like, William McGillicuddy Wright, what have you done? William Joseph Wright.
It's Charles. You know that, right?
I think I didn't know that. Yeah. I actually had somebody I work with whose name is Joe. Or not work with. Why did I say work with? Go to the gym with. And his name is Joe.
Maybe we were thinking workout.
And he has a business, like his own business. And I noticed that his car's license plate said K.J. Bell. His last name is Bell.
Hmm.
So I assumed, like, his middle. He goes by his middle name, Joe.
Sure, why not?
And so I would always make up ones for that. And for some reason, I wanted to go with Kumau J. Bell. I think just because I'm racist, because of the comedian W. Kumau Bell. And that's how he says his name.
Wow.
And he's black, and this guy's also black. And so I was like, is Kumau Joseph Bell? But then one day, I can't see his truck out there, but I see a car I don't recognize whose license plate is J. K. Bell.
Mm.
So now I'm like, no, his name's just Joe Bell, and his wife's name starts with a K.
Mm.
And they just did vanity plates based off of that. I haven't talked to him about this because it's weird, but I'm sure he listens to podcasts, so it'll come up.
Does he?
Of course not.
Okay.
Have you heard the name before? Is he on the list of five people that listen? Then no.
Well, you don't always tell me when someone says, hey, I listened to your podcast. Do you?
No one says that anymore.
Oh, okay.
The closest I get now is when I will ask people who I know did at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Or who meant to, and I'll say, you don't listen, right? And they're like, well, I listen. And I'm like, when's the last time you listened? They're like, well, never once. I did find out somebody today doesn't listen to the mystery episodes. Listen to every other episode. Doesn't listen to the mystery episodes.
What?
Finds them annoying.
Oh, no. Why?
I know.
Because they don't like our shtick?
I think that was it. And I'm like, the shtick is downplayed now. They might get back in. But yeah, just got sick of them.
Huh.
I don't know.
Ah, I feel bad about
also,
that.
Also, it's possible my massage therapist is listening now. But we'll see. Hi.
I was under the impression that people actually maybe preferred the mystery episodes because we do more.
This is a good person, so maybe evil people prefer. You know, Azure Talon, Stu might prefer more.
Oh, that's
know.
Too bad.
Yeah, a little sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
So, your week's just been all about prepping for root beer.
For root beer, man.
Mm.
Better believe it. Mm. My whole life.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not, it's not like you're going to celebrate the 110th or anything, and you're not going to be around long enough for the sesquicentennial.
No. I probably actually will celebrate the 110th and the 105th because they do. They release special mugs for every 5 year. Well, they have mugs every year.
Yeah. But
they kind of.
You just celebrate every year, don't you?
I do. Yeah. But they usually have a special thing every 5 years. So 105, they'll have something. 110, they'll have something. And then there's 125. You know, when I'm 75 years old, I could be here for that.
Are they doing, like, what are they doing to celebrate?
Well, that's the only thing I know of that they're doing special is they're offering special merchandise for people who buy that kind of stuff.
That is it?
And special collectibles. Well, they might be doing things in the restaurant, but, you know, being a vegetarian, I don't usually eat at the restaurant.
No concerts? No.
I don't think so.
Simulcast?
No, I don't think
presentation,
so.
Presentation? No fireworks? No.
No, it's all going to be stuff.
Parades.
Like, people are probably doing special things in the restaurant. And it's a franchise, right? So people are kind of maybe doing their own thing.
You have exactly 2 weeks. Get a parade together.
A parade, huh? I don't know.
In Sigourney. It probably wouldn't be that hard in Sigourney.
That's probably true.
Get
That's
on
probably
it.
True. They've got one main road.
I will donate $20.
Yeah. A&W Root Beer, man. So awesome.
What does it stand for?
Allen and Wright.
Ooh?
Yeah. I've told you that
Did
before.
Did you and my brother start this root beer?
No. No.
Who are these people?
I
don't know the start. Tell me the great history.
Well.
Of the magical root beer.
It started in California. It's just like a stand, you know.
But who is Allen and who is Wright and what are these people?
Well,
why are they making root beer? What happened?
It's really not.
What
that.
Does it say on the menus? You know, there's got to be a saga.
No, not really. It just says that.
Lame.
It just says that the first one was in California. Lodi, California. L-O-D-I. Lodi. Is that a town?
Mm.
Am I remembering it wrong? That's possible.
I pronounce it Sacramento.
The Allen part, I think, was the guy who did all the work. Wright was just someone who, I think, gave some money, and then eventually he wasn't even involved, but it was A&W by then, so that's just how it stayed. I don't think the Wright fella had much to do with it.
Are you related?
I don't think so. It's not impossible, but I don't think so.
I'm surprised and a little disappointed that you have not exhaustively researched whether or not you might be related to one of the founders of, let's be honest, the most important thing in your life, family included.
Well, I didn't say I didn't exhaustively research it. I just said...
You just couldn't find out?
Yeah, there's...
There's no answer?
Well, there's no conclusive answer.
Mm.
I didn't find that I am, but it's not impossible. But the evidence is not good to suggest that I am. Because the reason is because I know the Wright that came over from Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And I pretty much know everybody who's descended from him, and the time frames don't really work for any of them to have gone out to California and had a family that would be this guy. But maybe they did, or maybe someone else from Northern Ireland came and he's descended from them. Mm. So it's not impossible. It's just not likely.
Is the Allen related to Steve Allen?
Well, I definitely didn't research that at all.
Is the Allen related to Allen Parsons?
No, really? His last name's Allen.
Yeah, no. I was trying to toss you a softball there.
Yeah. But yeah,
spelled differently.
And you know that did you go to A&W restaurants when you were a kid or?
Yes. There was one in Silverton, Oregon, and whenever we would go out to Silver Creek Falls, we would stop at the A&W and get root beer floats with the soft serve root beer floats.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the place where it had the menu on the thing. And there was a phone, and you would call.
And someone would bring it out to you.
Yeah, it was like a car hop situation, except at tables.
Now,
and we thought that was cool.
Did you have, like, a Papa Burger or a Coney Dog or anything like that?
I don't ever remember eating the food. I have since eaten the food. Like, when it was at Coral Ridge, I would eat the stuff there. And there was an A&W restaurant in Salem that maintained its name as an A&W restaurant, but really was just like a family casual dining thing that I went to with my father a couple times, like for breakfast.
Well,
and so that was weird.
I would have Coney dogs there almost every time, because they'd have onions and chili, and it was an all-beef hot dog, and their onion rings, and a Coney dog and onion rings and an A&W root, a frosted mug of A&W root beer was the best. And the great thing about that is there are some good vegetarian hot dogs, so I can still make my own Coney dogs if I want to.
There aren't a lot of good vegetarian hot dogs.
Well, I know some have that you, I can have a good Coney dog.
Have you tried Impossible Burger?
Yes.
What did you think?
Oh, that was all right. I mean, remember, I don't really miss meat, so it doesn't really matter to me if I eat a fake meat that's like meat.
Yeah.
But
no, that's why I didn't ask you how much like meat was it. I asked if you liked it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Have you had a Beyond Burger?
Yes.
How'd you feel about that one?
It was also fine. It's good.
Either of them preference?
No. No. But I certainly would be excited, you know, if someone said, oh, I want to go to Burger King, I think they're going to have Impossible
Burger King is going to have an Impossible Whopper by the end of the year.
Yeah, if someone said, I want to go to Burger King and you can eat there because of the Impossible, I'd be like, oh, that'd be great, because I like Burger King. I mean,
I
used to.
You can already eat at Burger King.
Yeah, because they have some vegetarian thing.
They have a veggie a burger.
Yeah, it's not that good, though.
I like it a lot.
No, I didn't like it.
It's a proprietary flavor of Garden Burger.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't. Well,
I like it. I started ordering it a lot.
Maybe it's different than it was like 10 years ago. The last time.
What I've also discovered, because there's so much shit going on the Whopper, a lot of vegetarians will order a Whopper just without the beef patty.
I've done that, which was fine.
Yeah.
But the thing about to be honest, I had this vegetarian burger at only one place. And so maybe they didn't prepare it very good or didn't know how to prepare it.
I wonder about that for the one Impossible Burger that I've had.
It seemed overcooked to me.
I haven't had a Beyond Burger. Ironically, the place where I had that Impossible Burger now doesn't serve those and serves Beyond Burgers instead. So I could try it again, but I haven't.
I liked them both just fine. One of them I had at a restaurant or something, and the other one was prepared at home.
Already is in the stores. Impossible is not yet.
My wife bought it and made it, and it seemed fine.
I like the idea of good meat substitutes two ways. One, like the one at Burger King, doesn't taste anything like meat, but it tastes good, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get it because I like it. But the other thing is if you can give me something that really does taste like a burger, I'm happy to eat it and just be easier on the environment.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. So if you can do more of those, that would be good.
I like being able to. Well, one thing is, my family likes to go to Culver's.
Oh yeah.
And Culver's serves gluten-free buns, so my wife.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, my wife can go to Culver's.
Actually, that's good to know.
If Culver's.
I have a friend who has issues with gluten.
If Culver's. Did an Impossible Burger or whatever, that means I could go and I could eat with everybody else. So that would be pretty awesome.
They don't really have a vegetarian option, do they?
They don't have any kind of vegetarian options of any kind at all. I mean, you can get French fries maybe, but...
They've got a pescatarian option.
So yeah,
When
I go with my family to Culver's, I don't eat anything.
Even Five Guys will do a vegetable sandwich.
Yeah.
Kitten, did you want something?
But I could see Culver's... maybe doing an Impossible Burger or something like it. And then I'd be like, I can eat with the family Culver's now.
I feel like you could eat McDonald's because I feel like none of that's real meat.
That's another thing that's kind of fun to get without any beef on it is a Big Mac because it still tastes pretty good. It still tastes pretty good without meat.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on, sesame seed bun.
Yeah, it still tastes pretty good without the meat.
Thank you, Jen.
I didn't tell anybody what episode it was or anything.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast that in the world that is not a podcast. It's just an amazing substitute that you'd never know was an actual podcast.
The Impossible Podcast.
Impossible Podcast.
He's Tony.
And he's William.
And this is episode 432. Two.
And we're proud to be part of WKS family.
Even though just 10 minutes ago we recorded episode 130. This is episode, or 430. This is episode 432.
10 minutes ago, we recorded episode 130.
That would be a time warp for sure.
We are broke, trapped outside of time. Help us. Welcome to the very ever first episode of the Magical Talking Head Podcast. Ah!
And then we mess it up so bad we don't make any more, and all these podcasts disappear.
There's a meeting that happens at work of a group, and I take the minutes for that group.
Okay.
And I write it all down, and then I type it up later. Because my notes, my actual notes, are not necessarily very complimentary sometimes. Because it's like, okay. I've literally, there's times when I'm like, they are saying nothing that matters here. So I'm just like, blah, 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 or like, whatever. So I just use one keyword because this person is harping on the same thing they always harp on. And then I change it later. But I got bored with this, as I want to do.
Yeah.
And nobody was, like, I would just put in little things. And nobody was noticing or caring. So I really took it a long way. I don't lie, but, like, I will put in things about, you know, so-and-so said this, and we all kind of wanted to follow up, but she looked really scary, and we were all intimidated and things like that. But one thing I've discovered is when somebody's talking about something and it's generally a positive thing, I will end, like, the paragraph about it with just, yay, with an exclamation point. And it just right now, I realized what I'm hearing when I'm typing that every time is Kermit the Frog flail when he's introducing the guest star.
Yay! Yeah, I love that.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So. What do you do when it's not positive? Wah, wah.
No, I don't know. I usually get really sarcastic. I think. Or, you know, everyone agreed that we would never speak of this again. It became really funny because one of the people in there is from our legal team.
Oh, yeah.
And she will tell us about things that only we get to know about, like details of lawsuits and stuff. Not just gossiping. Like, she'll tell us because it's germane to the group.
Sure, sure.
But it is not something that in general should be spread even through the rest of the company.
Yeah.
So it becomes this thing where I just type in the notes. I have a whole agenda section that I'm just like, Jen talked to us about two current ongoing lawsuits. And then I just go to the next section. And for a while I put stuff in there. I'm like, she went into great detail, but I can't say it here because she threatened my family.
Because she flashy thinged me.
Yes. Yeah, let's draw that stuff. And the things. And there's like a bug on it.
I think it's lint. Anyhow.
Lint.
Coffee.
Hat lint. Hello, coffee! I'm Mr. Boo!
Well, this isn't... Many times she writes the questions that really only pertain to you because... Because
she hates you.
Well, I don't know. I've never met.
Or because many situations that affect most humans don't impact you.
I suppose. So she wants you to explain, I guess. Please explain the running joke of ladies farting while drinking wine outside in restaurants on Family Guy. Are you even aware of it?
No.
Oh, well, then it's for neither of us.
No.
That's a running joke?
That's a running joke. I mean... farts are funny.
Sometimes, anyway.
The older I get, the funnier I find them.
Okay.
Just the other night, we're in bed, and Trish is awake, and I'm going to sleep, and just had gone to sleep like a minute or two ago, and I'm laying there, and a fart's coming, and I, like, rationed it, so it went on for, like, 30 seconds and stuff. And I don't, and I finish, and I just hear, just like, so I'm not even, there's no breath to it. I'm just hearing the movement of her mouth, just, oh my God. And I just went, and that was it. And the next day, she's like, at work, she's IMing me, she's like, do you remember when farting for like 15 minutes straight. And I was like, yes, did you not hear me snickering? She's like, I couldn't tell if you were awake or not. I was like, yeah, no, I was definitely awake. Did it on purpose. It was hilarious.
But you don't know anything about this.
No. I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time. A lot of the early shit is stuck in my head. But Family Guy definitely thinks farts are funny. There is frequently a lot of fart jokes in this day and age, and especially Family Guy, like to juxtapose something that seems more serious with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so possibly these ladies drinking wine, this is elegant, high-class situation, and a maybe.
Makes it funnier.
Does wine... I don't think wine tends to give you gas.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
I don't think of that as a thing. I'm a little worried that coffee is aware of whatever this is. You stay away from that show, Coffee.
Why?
It's no good. Show like that would kill your brother. Forget that show. Go find another. Because it's just... I don't like it. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Because when I don't like things, that means they are bad. That's how the rules work.
Okay.
Didn't you know that?
So I'm bad? Because you don't like me.
I didn't say that. Other people don't like you.
Oh.
He ain't heavy. He's my pocket.
Nice. That's good. I like that.
All right. This one's anonymous and long.
Okay.
Humble servants of the hat.
And we are that.
You are marooned on an island.
Yes.
No, it's a hypothetical.
Oh. I thought they were...
Gave away too much.
Yeah, I thought they were being metaphorical.
Ixnay.
All right.
Yeah. you can take a magical iPad that is locked to a single streaming service. Which is it?
The new Warner Brothers one, if... It includes all the DC stuff.
Okay, but if not?
Netflix, probably.
I
mean, because right now, that's the one that gives me the most stuff.
Yeah, this is the thing. At a certain point, if you're marooned, and presumably indefinitely,
yeah,
you almost take quantity over quality.
Exactly. Because any, like, why would I get, say, DC when all I'm ever going to get
is, like, six shows and Batman the Animated Series, if you're lucky.
Which I, and conceivably, I could get Batman the Animated Series on Netflix. I mean, it's not impossible that it could be streaming on there. Probably not, but.
I mean.
Because it used to. That's why I watched it on Netflix.
To me, it is unquestionably, well, Amazon Prime has shit ton of stuff. No, I really think...
Well, and Hulu. You were talking about Hulu.
That's the thing. I really think it's a choice between Netflix and Hulu. And I would have said Netflix before I got Hulu.
Well, it probably has to be Hulu because Hulu's going to have new shows and everything on it.
That, but so will Netflix eventually.
That's true.
I mean, they all update, but especially those two update regularly. And it's not like you got to keep up with...
Yeah.
A show. Nobody's spoiling it for you when you're out there.
Right.
Well,
and also, you'd never know if you missed one.
Also true. Yeah, it's not like you're getting the news.
You're not going to say, gosh, I wish I could watch Game of Thrones. Everyone's talking about it.
See, and this is
weird.
You wouldn't
even know it existed.
Because you're marooned in Iowa City. I mean, I'm living my life, but for some reason I can only have one streaming service. It's probably Hulu. But if I'm on a desert island, probably Netflix.
Mm. Mm.
My boss hates the phrase desert island.
Why? Because it should be deserted island?
This is the thing. Yes. She's like, they're not deserts. They're usually like covered in forest and stuff. It's a deserted island. But that is the term. Is desert island.
Yeah.
They say it on Gilligan. The classic that this is based off of is Desert Island Discs, is the game where you figure out what music you're gonna have if you're on a desert. It's always called that.
But a lot of them are in the desert.
No, but yeah, but that's not actually part of the process.
Yeah.
And she and I used to, for a long time, she just thought, no, you just are saying it wrong. And I finally looked some shit up, and I'm like, nope. It is this. Your point is correct, but the usage is that. It's weird. Wow, we are going to get through a lot of questions at this rate. There's every once in a while, this annoys me. There's a lot of streaming services I don't know about because I've started using justwatch.com where you go and you find out where stuff's streaming. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, like, there was something I wanted to watch recently, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's available to stream with a subscription to Hoopla. I'm like, what the fucking Hoopla? Apparently, it's not there. Or Fobo is. I'm saying them out loud, and it sounds like I'm making these up.
It does kind of sound.
But they aren't. Fobo is another one for something I was trying to find. And there's a lot. Roku has a lot of weird channels that I've discovered are just certain distribution companies trying to get you to subscribe to other channels. And they'll show you movies, but they give ads, which is hilarious because they're shitty ads. And, like, I was trying to watch a movie, and it was the middle of the night, and it gave me an ad, and when you're watching something through Roku, it'll tell you, like, one of however many ads you're going to see. And it said one of one, and it's this ad about, like, a warehouse sale in Cedar Rapids or something. So fine, I go later, and it shows me an ad again. It's the same ad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going later, and show me an ad, and it's the same ad, but this time I look up and see that it says one of five. And then it gets to 205, and it's the same ad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided I didn't really need to see the rest of this movie. I'm not sitting through this three more times.
I've run into this before many times. Azure Talon wants to know. Azure Talon says, Golden Boy. He calls us Golden Boys. What does that mean?
It feels weird. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
Cake or pie?
Oh. Well, I'm pretty sure I know how we're going to answer this, both of us. So.
Really? What are we both going to answer?
Well, you're going to say pie.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
How did I know?
How did you know, do I?
Here's the thing.
I didn't know I made
it. It goes... A&W Root Beer.
Yeah, A&W Root Beer. I thought you were just talking pastry, though.
Pie.
Wait, where's donuts?
Donuts.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Your wife.
No, come on, that's not fair.
The rest of your family... The podcast, and that's it. Not because you hate everything else, but because those are literally the only things you know.
Well, I suppose. Pie, yeah, I love pie.
Yeah,
but dude, I like cake, too.
Yeah, but you... Number of times I've heard you talk about cake, I don't know. Maybe zero. Number of times I've heard you talk about pie, I don't know. Maybe 1,000.
I wrote a poem about pie. I don't think I wrote a poem about cake.
Also, Pi Day, while you were my boss, is the reason I have diabetes.
I think donuts are higher than pie. Well, that's hard to say, though. You're right. That's tough. That's tough. But
who
my
you,
wife is
who
not.
Who are you talking to?
My wife's at the top.
I'm
though.
Right. I didn't say anything.
My wife's at the top. She's not at the bottom of all that stuff.
No. She's above the rest of your family. Wait, so it goes your wife, A&W Root Beer.
No, my family's
pie.
Up there too. People are always before food. You're before food, any food.
Okay, food is before most people I know.
Food, my list of foods that I like is at the bottom of my list of all things because food is probably the least important thing to me. But where I do like foods, I do like them. You know, chocolate and donuts and
pie.
Strawberries, I love strawberries.
You remember that?
No.
Weeble and whatever. On Weeble stuff, the website, there was the two characters that were just like little egg-shaped guys, and one always was wanting pie. Where you can get pie? It was the same place that had the Toast King.
Oh, yeah.
And Insanity Prawn Boy and all. They had what it was. Pie. In the pie.
Fruit pies mostly. I mean, I do like the cream pies too, but I like fruit pies mostly.
I'm more a cream pie person. And a custard pie. A good custard pie is good.
Sure, custard's fine. Pumpkin pie is so good.
Pumpkin pie is good. Pumpkin pie is very divisive. And it is only in recent years that I have learned you cannot like pumpkin pie and still be a good person. most of my life did not think that was possible.
Really?
Well, I married somebody who doesn't like pumpkin pie, so I kind of had to. And actually, in my family, it was very divisive.
My sister doesn't like pie at all, any kind of pie.
No, we're in general, we're fine with pie, but like, actually, most families seem to be like this. In my family, I like pumpkin pie, mom likes pumpkin pie, dad, no, sister, no. I can't remember how the brother is on it. In Trish's family, I like pumpkin pie, mom likes pumpkin pie, dad maybe likes pumpkin pie, nobody else likes pumpkin pie. When we were young, my mom is making pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. Libby's pumpkin, you know.
Oh, sure,
Libby's,
yeah.
Libby's on the label. That's the only way to do it. Like, seriously, I've known people who are like, I have made pumpkin pie from a pumpkin. Libby's is a better way to go.
Sure, sure.
she's making this, and it's in the mixer. It's in the KitchenAid mixer. Mm-hmm. And my brother's there. And he's just fucking around in the kitchen. He's right at that age where he's just fucking around. And he pulls out food coloring. And he's like, can I put some green food coloring in the pumpkin pie? And my mom's like, no.
So he does it anyway?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
When her back is turned. But that's the thing. When your back is turned, he does it real quick. Mm-hmm. And it's the little plastic ones. So he just squeezes it.
Oh, no.
He puts a lot in there.
Oh, no.
So we ended up with two army green pumpkin pies.
Still might taste okay, though.
They tasted fine.
Yeah.
We ate them.
Sure.
And we tried to make it a tradition after this because it was such a hilarious story and it was fine. We did it one or two more times and then stopped because there must have been some magic in that old food coloring. every time we did it, it threw off the liquid and it made them soupy.
Ah.
Because the extra liquid from the food coloring. At least that was our guess. Every other time we made them, they didn't set up right.
How interesting.
So we tried for a little while. And because also, we didn't have a good measure for it. Because he just...
Yeah, we didn't
one
know.
One nervous it. Squirt. Sorry. That.
Yeah.
I should have thought that through before I said that.
But I mean...
I could have phrased that better. But yeah, we had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, because if you put what you would normally put in a few drops...
Normally, measure in drops, yeah.
And
this was a...
And that wouldn't have made it as green as what yours was.
No, this was green.
You'd be using a lot of... But, yeah, threw off the liquid.
But the first time it was fine.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I don't even know if he ate pumpkin pie.
Everybody in my family, my mom's family, their dad's family, likes pumpkin pie. It's just my sister doesn't like pie at all. Now, sometimes...
How does she feel about cobbler?
I don't know.
Or crisp?
I'm going to say she...
She's just opposed to sweet crust?
I think so, because, like, if you give her a pie, sometimes she'll eat what's in it, but not the crust. Mm. So that's what makes me think that she probably wouldn't like it.
Never liked your sister.
She probably wouldn't like a cobbler, because it's the same thing. It's just on sweet crust, like you said.
With a cobbler or a crisp, what is your ratio of crisp to filling? Do you prefer a lot of crisp or a lot of filling or... very even.
I'm definitely one of those people that's like, I want some fruit with my stuff, not stuff with my fruit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's definitely the crunchy stuff has got to be the most.
That is us and the neighbors. I forget. One of the neighbors is with me and is about the crisp. And then I think Trish is more about the filling and one of the neighbors about the filling. I don't want to malign Trish, though. It may be all of us against one neighbor. I'm not positive.
Well, but even...
But I'm very pro crisp.
I prefer if a pie is going to be like a fruit pie, I prefer if it has a top crust, because if it doesn't, then it doesn't have enough crust.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
What
that's
about,
a big
like,
part.
The Dutch apple?
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice stuff.
Nice, yeah.
Well, that's when you get into, like... Like, for my version of that, without the fruit, is just like a coffee cake, and I'm all about that.
Yeah, I like
too.
Coffee cakes,
and
too.
Coffee cake.
But a lot of strawberry pies, and I love strawberries, a lot of them don't have a top crust. And it's like, so, but
doesn't a lattice crust feel like a tease to you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like...
A little bit.
I'm like, you might... Like, you're giving me a little piece... You're basically giving me enough to taste what I'm missing.
Yeah.
Because I will totally, like, do like your sister and eat the stuff out of a pie, and then eat the crust.
Yeah, yeah.
But I deconstruct my foods a lot. I like to. People think it's weird, and I'm like, no. I often just like to taste the individual things.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's an easier way to do it.
Yeah, that's not weird. I don't think.
A lot of people think that's weird.
But yeah, pie is, and I like pie. I like turnovers too, because that's like a pie with even more crust.
Yeah. And it's weird. I am a big fan of puff pastry, but turnovers specifically often don't do it for me.
Have you ever had an apple turnover out at Wilson's?
Yes.
Oh, man. Good.
It's because those fuckers are made with lard, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. Now, we asked them because we wouldn't eat them otherwise. And we had a kid who was allergic to that stuff. And they said, nope, we don't have that. We could feed it to him, and he was fine.
They hated your kid. They are really good, though. They are really good. I happen to, any baked goods you get from Wilson's are nice. I'm just killing time because I don't want to answer even more questions, but apparently we got it.
I do like cake, though.
Yeah, cake is awesome. I think I pick cake.
Oh, okay.
Honestly. When I was younger, I would not have said that. I've done a lot of soul searching, and I think I'm bigger into cake. The problem is, for me, for some reason, cake is a more manifold thing. I'm so proud I used the word manifold, and I had to end it on thing.
Well,
there's a lot of different things that are cake, whereas pies are more. So, like, I think there are some cakes I would definitely prefer pie to.
Well, I'll tell you this. When my wife and I go to New Pioneer Co-op and get desserts, even though they have pies there, their pies aren't very good. So I'll get a carrot cake or something like that, because their cakes are actually quite good.
Their carrot cake is amazing. And they used to have chocolate mousse cake. They don't do it anymore. That was really
good. I like Black Forest cake. I like red velvet cake. I like white wedding cake. I like that yellow cake. What is it? Just yellow cake?
Yeah, I think sponge, it's yellow cake.
Yellow sponge or whatever.
I
like them all, really.
I am beginning to turn away from buttercream, which is weird for me to say, because it used to be my jam.
How do you feel about angel food? Some people don't like it. I think it's all right, but...
I'll eat it. It's kind of the lattice crust of cake.
It is sort of.
Although, I will... Here's the weird thing. Freeze it. It's still quite chewable, but it's, like, harder, and I don't know. I really enjoy it. And I think it's because when I was younger... My mom would do that sometimes because I always wanted really weird cakes, and so often it was just easier to do angel food. So, like, one year I had a blue cake, and it was just an angel food covered in blue frosting. And the leftovers we put in the fridge, and I would just hack off a chunk of it, and just, it was really good.
I had a friend who said that devil's food cake and angel food cake, their names should be switched. He thought the devil's food should be called angel food. Because it was better.
Because it's better. No, that's the thing, though. It's supposed to be sinful.
Yeah.
And angel food is very light and airy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Bullshit. It's, yeah, no. It's, angel food is the carob of cake.
Does angel food always have a hole in the middle? Because ours always did. It wasn't a bundt cake, but it still had a hole in the middle.
Well, don't get me started on the definition of bundt cake. That gets really weird. I have never known angel food cake not to be made in a bundt pan. I don't know if it is a defining trait of angel food cake, which I think could only be the case if it's something that you can't get that consistency unless you do that.
Like it won't bake evenly or
something?
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I always thought...
But my experience has been solely...
I always thought the bundt shape was just a decorative or something. But somehow for angel food, it seemed like it was a necessity.
Well, and bundt cake is a thing.
It's not ring-shaped?
It's, you know, it is.
Oh, okay.
But being ring-shaped appears to be a defining characteristic of it, but not the defining characteristic of it.
Yeah, because the bundt cakes I've had are rounded on the... I mean, like, the angel food cakes I've had are flat on the top and on the bottom. But
well, that just depends on the kind of pan. You can get bundt pans like that as well.
Yeah, those are the angel food cakes I've always had were shaped that way. But then I'd have these bundt cakes
that have the ridges.
Yeah, and they're rounded and with like you said, ridges.
I think that's more of a traditional bundt cake. I don't know. If you know, tell us, because we have obviously no clue. TheMagicalTalkingHat.com. Tell us about angel food.
Is there a cake you don't like? Because I can't think of a cake I don't like. I mean, unless it's got liquor in it, but then I've never had a liquor cake.
Poor fruit cake.
Oh, yeah.
Good fruitcake is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I agree with
that. But a bad fruitcake. And I will say, the best fruitcake I knew. So you know how people, when they really get into it, you know, you soak it in brandy or whatever, and you do it, like, you wet it down,
yeah.
And you seal it, and then later that day, you do that for, like, weeks?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
My mother would do that, but she would use grape juice instead of brandy, and it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting to try.
There are some really good recipes for fruitcake. People, it gets a bad rap. And bad fruitcake is terrible.
So what about sweet breads versus cakes? Do you even draw a distinction yourself? Like, for me, as the eater, I don't even care. It's all cake to me. But
no,
some people call this a bread and call this a cake.
Yeah, you kind of need a crumb to it for it to be a cake for me. So there are things, like, again, the co-op. You know, they have all their different flavors of breads.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cherry chocolate bread.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
It may only be periodical. And it's good. On no planet is it cake to me. It's very sweet. You wouldn't use it for anything else, but it's not cake.
Well, like banana bread, zucchini bread, pumpkin bread, they all seem very cakey to me. They're sweet.
Yeah.
But they're dense. They're denser than cake.
I think of them as a different animal. I like them.
Yeah.
They are tasty.
They're as good as cake to me.
But. I think there's a density. I think if you were baking a cake and it came out that consistency, you would not have done it right.
That's true. That's
Paul true. Paul Hollywood would get annoyed with you.
But I'd still eat it because
absolutely.
It would still be tasty.
Absolutely.
All right. Sorry, you drew my
question. From Azure Talon. My dudes.
My dudes. My dog.
This is a saying that has come up a lot lately amongst the young people.
WG. My dog.
No, it's D-O-G-E.
Oh, D-O-G-E.
I'm your doge?
My dog. Okay, anyway, go.
My dudes. Don't approve. What do you think of these new corduroy pillows that are making headlines?
That are making headlines all across the country. Maybe the world.
That might be the single most insane sentence I've ever read.
That are making the headlines.
Wait, let me read it properly. What do you think of these new corduroy pillows that are making headlines?
Okay, there's two kinds of corduroys that I like. I like corduroy jackets. I really do. I'm sorry. I know they're like out or whatever, but I think they're cool. And I like corduroy pants because of that sound they make when you walk.
If you're fat enough, any pair of pants make that sound.
But
trust me on that.
But if it's not a jacket or it doesn't make that cool sound, I don't see what the point of corduroy is. A corduroy pillow?
Yeah, let's back up here.
Why would you have a corduroy pillow?
This
Mickey. I don't know why
this
that's
is
funny
not
to me,
a
it is funny.
He's insane, right? Like, this is not a thing.
I don't know.
Have you seen any headlines?
No, I haven't.
I've literally seen nothing about corduroy pillows since the 70s.
Oh, is that a thing? You've seen corduroy pillows?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen them.
In the 70s, they were upholstering everything with it.
That's true. Like, yeah, even there were even chairs that were corduroy upholstered.
And corduroy pillows can be nice. But what cracked me up about the idea is if you sleep up, you know how you get the pillow wrinkles, or as Trish calls them, blanky prints and things. Imagine that one. It's just like. James Acaster wears a lot of corduroy.
I don't have any corduroy pants anymore, but when I was a kid, I liked them a lot. I do have a corduroy jacket that I will wear sometimes because I like corduroy. I think it's pretty cool. But it's outdated, right?
Corduroy jacket says to me 1980s. Associate professor.
I think that's why I like to wear it.
Yeah, you definitely come off as a 1980s associate professor.
Yep, like I started out in the 80s as
does
an associate, and I'm still an
elbow
associate
patches professor.
I think it does.
Nice.
I know. I love it. I pretty much only wear it very special occasions, but but
what?
You know, like if it's a like sometimes I'll wear it as a costume piece, like I'm trying, you know.
Now that I absolutely buy, But let's go back to very, and you emphasize,
yes,
very special occasions.
There are certain social occasions where it's like, I think people might appreciate this corduroy jacket.
No, there are not.
Sure there are.
I believe you believe that.
Oh. Yeah, you might be right about that. Maybe I just think that.
I'm just imagining, like,
I've worn in places that
black tie event, and you're like, you know what?
No,
I just love the idea that it's
not a black tie event,
but it's not a mood. It's not an atmospheric thing. It's literally a gauged. It's a single linear gauge of specialness.
Yeah.
And when you hit a certain, everything above
this
level.
Time to break out the corduroy, baby.
Everything above this level of special.
Yep.
Corduroy jacket.
No, I think the reason I got it the first place was as a costume piece. Hosting a murder party.
Mystery. Yeah.
And I was being a professor, and I thought, oh, perfect.
There we go.
So I had this jacket, but I liked it, so I wore it in other situations, but it didn't fit in everywhere, obviously. So, you know, if I was going to be with a group who I thought would appreciate it, I would wear it.
I bet it looks good on you.
I don't know if it looks good, but I like wearing it.
I can definitely see you in that.
But here's the thing. It's in my closet, and every single time there's an event where I need to wear a jacket, I think about it. Every single time! I mean, and most of the times recently have been funerals, right? And so I'm thinking, could I get by with this at the funeral? And usually the answer is no, of course.
I just love that you show up wearing it, and everybody's just glaring at you, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'll leave. And then, followed by, vroom, 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 vroom. Slowly
no, but
getting quieter.
I always look at it and think, could I get by with it just this once? And it's if it's no, it's like, ah, okay, well.
I don't own a jacket that fits me at this
like
point.
Like reception maybe or something, you know?
So if I needed a jacket and all I had was a corduroy one, I don't know if I'd go for it. I might.
You know what? Now that I think of it, I think I have two corduroy jackets. The one I'm talking about is like a tan, you know, the classic tan.
Yeah, with camel.
With the patches or whatever. But I think I have a blue one that's corduroy.
Oh, dear Lord.
I don't even know why I have that one.
I don't know why that one exists.
Please tell
me it's like a powder blue or a robin's egg blue.
No, it's like navy. It's not quite as deep as navy. I mean, you can tell it's blue. Because sometimes navies are deep enough they almost look black.
Like, is that a black going on?
No, it's definitely blue. I think I have it because I don't think I've really ever worn it to anything. Because it's not as nice as the brown. I mean, you know. That tan or whatever, that's what you wear. I don't know why I have
it. Is it what you wear?
That's what I wear. To very special occasions.
Very special occasions.
Yep.
The ambassador's in town. Time for the corduroy jacket.
I always think about it. And
what he's not telling you
is, days I'm going to wear it.
Very special occasions, corduroy jacket, no pants.
Oh, come on. I wear pants. I'm not you. No, corduroy jacket.
No, because I would never be caught dead in a corduroy jacket.
Really,
just no pants.
Really, I should have a nice bow tie that you have to tie to wear with it.
Absolutely.
But I don't. And that's part of the reason why it's almost never appropriate is because if you're going to wear it to like a wedding reception or to an anniversary or something, you should have a bow tie or else it's not worth it.
Also, you bring up a good point here. It probably often isn't appropriate because you're not a Time Lord.
I can't help it. I do like it. And if I had the right bow tie, I'd probably pick it more often. Not for funerals, though. It's never probably ever going to be appropriate to a funeral.
There are just some amazing
some weddings,
coming
maybe.
Out of this
I could
episode.
Have worn it to your wedding, and it would have been fine. Wait,
you,
I might
you
have
wore
worn
jeans
it.
And a, no, you wore jeans, a black t-shirt, and a goddamn bowler hat to my wedding.
Didn't I have
You're
a
right. No.
Oh.
Jeans, a black t-shirt, and a goddamn bowler goddamn hat.
Are you sure I didn't have a jacket?
I am 100% sure.
The hat, you're right about.
You
sure.
Looked like you had just lost an audition at one of the extras in a revival of a musical of A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, not that bad.
You are by no means the worst dressed one there, but you are not wrong in that a corduroy jacket would not have made a ripple in the overall vibe.
It was hot, though, that day, wasn't it?
No, most people thought it was too cold.
Was it? But what? It wasn't.
It was May 1st.
May, okay. So it was probably not hot. So why wouldn't I have worn a jacket?
You were just so excited. No, I can picture it very clearly.
I was kind of excited.
Lisa dressed as in her goddamn biker clothes, so I don't even know.
Well, it's not like there was a coat or anything.
No, there was not. It was all over the place. We had Hawaiian shirts going on. But this was all our friends and my side of the family. Trisha's side of the family, much more serious. It was pretty cute.
It was a great wedding, by the way.
It was a great wedding.
And you've got the thing hanging right over your head
I
there.
I do.
That was from the wedding that we all signed.
I check it out all the time. I'll sit here and I'm putting my wallet and my keys in it and I'll read ones that I didn't remember.
And your officiant lives next door who you
see
all the time. She
does, and we're not allowed to get divorced without her permission. Which is good because we know the officiant of her wedding and so we've got the same deal. So we've got the same leverage over her.
I'm sorry for everybody in the world who missed it because it was nice. It was very nice.
I'm not sorry because y'all weren't invited. So would have been weird if you showed up.
If I find a picture and I was wearing a jacket, I'm going to be disappointed that you didn't remember I was wearing a jacket.
I'm going to be terrified because we've clearly slipped into a different dimension. And I'm going to be worried about all the monkeys flying out of my butt.
And Helm Berenstain is spelled completely different.
That's one of the few things I remember from the Drew Carey show. There's a thing where his brother is going to date Mimi, who's the, you know, his arch nemesis on
show. Yeah, I think I remember who that is.
And he says, you guys can't date because if he breaks up with you, you're going to be crying all the time and expecting me to comfort you, and I can't handle that. And if you break up with him, nobody's going to be able to do anything because they're all going to be too busy trying to catch the monkeys flying out of my butt. So, yes, if you find a picture and you're wearing a jacket, that's going to be the least of our problems.
I don't think I've ever seen pictures from the wedding. Pictures were taken, though,
of
people other than you guys.
Yes. Our photographer took pictures, gave us the digital thing. We never really ordered prints. We've occasionally ordered individual prints. Hmm. I have one at work and stuff like that. But, yeah, I can show them to you sometime. Anyway, we are over time. I'm sick of this. We already did two. Go home. And the rest of you, I mean, stay where you are, whatever.
We won't see each other for 3 weeks.
I know.
3 weeks.
That first episode is going to be boring as shit for everyone else. But that just means it'll be like a usual one. In the meantime, keep hope alive by writing in themagicaltalkinghead@gmail.com. If you don't do it, we'll be forced to start a Patreon, and nobody wants
that. And tell us on the blog if it's really bad form to wear a nice corduroy jacket.
Yeah, no, give us all your corduroy vibes. Also, somebody show me one of these frickin' headlines, because I think Azure Talon had a stroke and just isn't telling us. He probably didn't even mean to write my dudes.
My dude.
My anyway.
Dog. D, what is it?
D-O-G-E.
D-O-G-E.
I'm
my doge. Dog.
All right. And otherwise, have a good time, people, and drink A&W Root Beer, named after Alan Parsons and Wilbur and Orville Wright.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.